Track 10, Male versus Female Stress. On the last track, we discussed how the body copes with stress. This information may benefit your client in understanding how prolonged stress can cause permanent damage. Three ways the body copes with stress are through motor nerves, autonomic nerves, and through the adrenal glands and hypothalamus. On this track, we will look at symptoms of stress that generally appear to be unique to male stress. Generally speaking, there are two types of stress symptoms regarding male stress. These two stress symptoms are common symptoms and symptoms unique to men. Would you agree that far too often men ignore stress symptoms, denying their potential consequences and avoiding having to address their causes? My colleague Greg often counsels couples in which there is a male workaholic client. Greg has explained to me that the wives of stressed males who are overworked identify physical signs of stress as insomnia, headaches, allergies, teeth grinding, jaw clenching, nausea, indigestion, heartburn, or backaches and stiff necks. When men themselves were asked about their physical symptoms of stress, Greg found that one of the few symptoms they consistently reported noticing was that they persisted more under stress. I asked Greg, "What about all the symptoms reported by the women?" Greg stated, "I find that men acknowledge them, but do not usually attribute them to stress. They tend to attribute them simply to age or fatigue." Would you agree that men seem to add new stress symptoms to old ones as they age? For example, does your male workaholic client think each is a sign of malignancy or premature aging rather than stress? I find that in clients who attribute physical signs of stress to illness or aging, fears will compound their stress and multiply their symptoms. If male stress clients are avoiding medical checkups as well, more stress-related disorders may actually develop. In addition to the more general stress symptoms, which are shared by women under stress, men under stress show symptoms that are uniquely theirs, more frequently theirs, or more dangerous when they are theirs. These symptoms are as follows: hypertension, which is high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, high cholesterol level, heart attack, myocardial infarction, heart failure, peptic ulcer, gastric or duodenal, alcoholism, erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, or retarded ejaculation. Some of these ailments and disorders related to the male physiology. Some reflect social, sexual, and psychological demands associated with being a man in this culture. Some are affected by early upbringing and developmental history. Some reflect lifestyle. And some are brought on by the life changes and events that are part of a man's experience. Clearly, each of your male client's stress factors affects his stress level. How do you relate your client's physical symptoms to his stress levels? You might try the laugh at stress technique. The laugh at stress technique uses humor to help foster an acceptance of the adversity which causes stress. Suggest to your workaholic client that he look for the irony or absurdity in the painful situation. Perhaps he can draw cartoons of the situation, or make a good news, bad news joke out of it. One client, Randy, when told he had choices, said, "Yeah, which wrist to slash, my left or my right?" The sense of humor eventually led to flashes of acceptance, and Randy began to learn to decrease his stress levels through humor. Would you agree that laughter is one of the best ways to open a blocked acceptor? Perhaps your male client might, for example, make a point of telling or exchanging two jokes a day. Could he ask people he meets if they had ever heard any good jokes lately? If they tell him a joke, he can pass it along to others. Think of your Randy. Could he benefit from laughing at stress? Perhaps playing this track for your client might help. On this track, we discussed male stress. We discussed how stress is different for male clients. Our discussion mentioned physical signs of stress and how these physical signs of stress are perceived differently by women and men. We also looked at symptoms of stress that generally appear to be unique to male stress. We examined two types of stress symptoms regarding male stress. Those two types of symptoms were common symptoms and symptoms unique to men. On the next track, we will discuss the responsibility factor. The responsibility factor is comprised of three main elements. The three main elements of the responsibility factor are decision-making, early assertiveness training, and specific stresses. This track will identify three specific stresses. The three specific stresses we will discuss are stress of anticipation, stress of success, and stress of failure. Question 10. What are two types of stress symptoms regarding male stress?